Everyone, welcome back to this channel. My name's Marisa. So, emotions are charged expressions of experience, is what I kept downloading. What I kept receiving in is that, oh, and by the way, happy 4/4, you guys. This is a portal day, so we have a lot of charged energy already coming in from the cosmos, the cosmic galaxies, the alignments that are happening. And so there's a lot of fiery energy within us. So that's why these downloads, these messages are coming through around emotional charges and how important it is for us to dislodge and discharge them when we notice them, when we are aware and we're conscious of them, because they are from a time and space, in space, an experience that has happened, now lodged, imprinted within our field, our auric field, right? Electrical and chemical and magnetic systems, right? Because we are attractors. We are already magnetic. We're already electrical, magnetic, okay? So is the earth. That's why we're allowed to be here with her. We're allowed to step and walk with her. We are connected always. And so when we lose that connection, that's when we feel ungrounded. That's when we feel, confusion, when we feel disconnected, right? We use those words to be in touch with how we're feeling. And so, what they're trying to say right now is that these emotions, these emotional energetic charges that are now on automatic responses within your system, these reflexes that are automatic, these personality traits, these behavior traits that are online now and that have become a part of you, your existence, your way that you show up in this life, the way that you express yourself, the way that you share yourself is now has now become so automatic. It's an automatic reflex to or response or reaction to a past experience, right? A past perception, a past conditioned belief around what that emotion or that energy was at one time in space. And so what they're saying, how you can work with these charged energies, these charged emotions or reactions and responses that keep on happening, that you keep on saying, why can't I get past this? Why do I keep on acting like this? Or why do I keep on showing up like this? Or why does this always happen when I'm in this place with these people or in this relationship? Why, right? It's magnetic. It's attracted now. These old vibrational energies of emotions that are now attached, right? There's attachments, so they're holding space within your system. They're holding space within in the physical body, but also very much so in the emotional and mental bodies. And so you're working a lot with energies. And remember, you guys, I always talk about this. When we connect and we work with our energy, this is why it's so important to get energy healing daily or performing daily energy clearing and healing on yourself, because you don't want that to get into the physicalness, right? Into the physical body. It starts to create form. It starts to lodge within and hold space and tighten and tense up that space and create less flow of energy, less flow of chi, your life force, less flow of the breath, less flow of your blood flowing through. There's a lot of stagnation, toxicity. So all of that starts to happen when it starts to enter that energy, right? Those charged energies start to land within the body. And so when we have to start to communicate with the body and why these energies, these emotions, these then feelings and sensations, right? It's all bringing you back inwards through those sensations, through the feelings. It's all bringing you into that state of awareness for you to wake up, for you to shake up and be conscious of what you're experiencing in the now moment, not to take you back into a past or future time for you to kind of split your consciousness. But you do have these multidimensional aspects to yourself of consciousness that can be aware in the present moment, right? There's the soul's consciousness, your higher self consciousness. There's the body consciousness. There's your guardians of light. There's source. There's your angels. There's earth. There's all of the things that are consciousness, right? That can bring you back into the present moment, that can help you sift and shift through what you're experiencing through these charged energies, emotions running through you, sourcing through you, right? The current of your vibration can sometimes be so clogged up by these old past expressions of charged energies that it's now just become a part of who you are. You've become this person on fight or flight, or you've become this person that shuts down and disconnects, goes numb to certain situations. You don't know how to respond because these experiences that were so charged that are now being held within as emotional states, okay? At those times in space that you experienced them, you just didn't know what to do with them. You didn't know how to respond or react. So your baseline was to attack or run, fight, flight, fly away, like try to get away, right? And hide yourself, keep yourself small, so that you were safe, that you survived. And this can come a lot from past lives, is what they're saying. I kept on hearing like Atlantean energy coming through. So, past lives of you in Atlantis and of a lot of pain and suffering within old past lifetimes coming through, that these charged memories that are still living within the cells, right? Within your cellular memory are coming online for you to access them, not to know exact details or what happened, but for you to be with those charged energies and what is happening now presently within your system, within your body, within your feelings towards them, so that you can change your perspective. You can shift it. And this is why it's important to work with the higher self and your oversoul, your wisdom, your medicine that you've gained over lifetimes also, okay? Not just the imprints and the emotional charges that have been that have been lodged within your system and your field now, but you've also gained wisdom and medicine. And so you have all of this intelligence within you to heal it, to bring wholeness back into those spaces once you clear them, once you shift and lift them, right? And it's all about your perspective, shifting your mindset, working with your subconscious, working with the unconscious mind, unwinding, clearing, cleansing, purifying, then rewiring, then rewriting, okay? Recentering yourself within this newness, within this new you, who you are in this moment. We don't need to know the whole stories. This is where talk therapy can kind of keep you in that same loop state. I love talk therapy. I'm not saying anything bad about talk therapy, but there are these emotional sensations that are created by the feelings that you're feeling, right? When you're feeling and noticing it, right? We say, like, we talk a lot about, like, feel your feelings, feel your emotions, feel the sensations, but sometimes they can be a lot. They can be very highly charged. They can bring you into a state of shakiness, of anxiousness, of nervousness, of panic. And when that happens, it's best to recenter, to reground, and to bring yourself back into a more aligned vibration of peace, and then little by little, start to go back into shifting the mindset and the perception around what you're feeling. And if you're okay to feel what you're feeling, if you feel like you can be with those sensations that are highly charged, right? Then the mastery comes for you to be with it, to be with it in that higher state of perception and perspective of the higher self, of being with it, but not being attached with that sensation or that emotion, that feeling that's attached with that energetic charge within. It's that non-attachment, that cutting the cords, releasing, letting go of your belief, your perception around what you're feeling and noticing. So that you can help it move through, right? Move through, because it's energy always moving. And it wants to move. It doesn't want to stagnate. It doesn't want to stop. It doesn't want to be trapped anymore. It wants to move through you. And so allowing those vibrational dissonance, right? The dissonance within your vibration, the distortion to move through you without attaching to it, without creating that same thought, belief, perception, perspective of what that is. Okay? And it's practice. It takes practice. It takes patience. It takes dedication, devotion to the self and what you're feeling, what you're noticing, to the body, to what it's experiencing. Being there for the body, being in loving presence, staying curious to the experience, staying open and neutral, having the mindset of your higher self and your soul present, asking your guardian angels to hold you in that beautiful golden light and protection. Is there anything else that we need to share at this time? Just know that at this time, we are going through a lot as a collective body of humans. We are here to help reshape and shift and lift the collective experience. And we are here to remold new ways of living through freedom, through thriving, through happiness, through joy, enjoyment, in peace, in resolution, in harmony. And we have to do that literally by working with ourselves first. And we create that collective shift then around us. Because how can we bring more peace around us if there's not peace within us? We will always see chaos. We will always be attracted to chaos or drama or what's not working if it's what's within us. And so we have to start to create this shift within. All right, you guys. If you'd like to work with me one-on-one, I do have a 3-week session coming up every Friday, starting April 12th. We will gather and connect through online, through Body Soul Attuned. You can find the link in my bio on Instagram, or I have the link on here on YouTube. If you're hearing this on the podcast, then you can reach out. You can go over to the IG or the YouTube and find those links available. But I'd love to see you guys there and have us all connect in that space, listening to the channel guidance and wisdom of our souls and higher selves through it, being with the body through simple practices, simple somatic and energetic practices. I will be reading the auric field, those energies that are present within our energy centers, and we just come together. It's experiential. You get to chat, write things in the chat, and what you're noticing, what you're experiencing, it helps shift all of us when we're in circle and gathering like that in community with like-minded souls. So I'd love to see you guys there. There's also one-on-one sessions and also emailed sessions available. Send you guys all so much care today. Happy 4/4 portal, and know that the guardians are present with you always in all ways.